This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump, in a video on Thursday, condemned the mob that violently stormed the U.S. Capitol one day earlier, saying the rioters defiled the seat of American democracy.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
President Trump Thursday acknowledged that all avenues of his election challenge have been exhausted, and he will commit to a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power on the 20th. Quote, to all my wonderful supporters, I know you're disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. End quote. A U.S. Capitol police officer has died of a medical episode after clashes with Stop the Steal protesters in the Capitol building Wednesday. Reuters is reporting Officer Brian Sicknick had suffered a stroke and later died from the episode. Elon Musk, the entrepreneur behind Tesla Incorporated and SpaceX, is now the richest person in the world. Elon Musk surpassed Amazon's Jeff Bezos on Bloomberg's Billionaire Index, a ranking of the world's 500 wealthiest people. Elon's net worth hit a staggering $188.5 billion. On Thursday, a Twitter account called Tesla Owners of Silicon Valley shared the news of the 49-year-old. It was a simple response from Mr. Musk, quote, how strange. Well, back to work. USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
President Trump condemned the rioters involved with storming Capitol Hill on Wednesday.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
president reaffirmed a peaceful transfer of power on the 20th and that all those involved with the rioting will be brought to justice. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and great to have the resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official Michael Rubin, join us now. Michael, Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Lots to talk about here. Now that we have a president-elect Joe Biden in the offing, let's take a look at these serious foreign policy issues. How much will Joe Biden retain of the Trump policies as they relate to China and Iran and Russia? Or will this be, Barack Obama policy deja vu one more time?
Well, if Joe Biden were smart and his team were smart, they would at least pick and choose the good things which Trump has accomplished, and there are many. Unfortunately, I suspect that what we're going to see is the Obama administration version 2.0, especially when we look at the personnel, and they're not going to have the wherewithal to understand, for example, that one of the greatest things that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did was fundamentally change the conversation on China. They're not going to recognize that maybe even continuing the maximum pressure campaign just a few months more could bring Iran to its knees. Let's hope they have that wisdom, but I'm not sure they have the foresight.
Well, it would appear, Michael, from our viewpoint, that China is so enmeshed in the inner workings of our country, including government officials. I mean, based on, some early investigations, which will now go away regarding the Biden family, it leaves a lot in question. To think that America will remain independent, but it's the Chinese have gained so much influence on just about every institution of our country, whether we're talking about sports, entertainment, and other areas. I mean, does Joe Biden have the intestinal fortitude to hold to American values here?
I mean, ultimately, that's a question for the press, and unfortunately, the press over the last two decades has become increasingly partisan. There is real concern and real evidence that Biden, or at least members of his family, traded on his influence in order to enrich themselves with regard to China. There should be a lot of questions at his confirmation hearing about what Tony Blinken's financial firm was doing and the fact that so many other officials in the national security apparatus that Biden is putting together have come from Tony Blinken's firm or from his father's firm should raise other questions about their own personal holdings and dealings with regard to China. That said, if we want to look at the big picture, one thing we need to keep in mind with regard to China is we have to be much more concerned about China's collapse than we are about its rise. Mm-hmm. The decades of one-child policy in China have basically put China on the path to a demographic precipice. And what we're likely to see, and we're already starting to see, is as China's population ages, as its economy slows down, the nationalists in China are going to lash out militarily in order to distract from their own internal failings. We saw that with Hong Kong. Let's hope we don't see that with Taiwan, but the United States has got to be prepared to respond.
What's the trajectory on that? Are we talking this happening in the next 10 years or sooner?
I would say in the next 10 years at least, and it could be sooner. The problem with China, of course, is it's so opaque that we really don't know what's going on. We know, for example, that while columnists like Tom Friedman in the New York Times would sing China's praises, others would suggest that China had done a good job of combating the Wuhan virus. The fact of the matter is their death toll was probably an order of magnitude greater than they admitted. One thing the United States has got to stop doing is taking as fact the statistics which are provided to it from autocratic regimes like Russia, like China, and like Iran.
Mm-hmm. What happens, excuse me, in terms of the overall international community? Are they going to mount up some sort of offense against China for releasing this China virus?
No, they're not. And unfortunately, that shouldn't be a surprise, mm-hmm. given how cowardly the European Union tends to be, and given the leverage which China has imposed upon so many other client states with regard to its debt traps and so forth. One of the more interesting battles that will take place during the Biden administration, however, is the Biden administration has approached international bodies, United Nations bodies and so forth, with a lot less cynicism than the Trump administration did. When we look at the World Health Organization, when we look at UNESCO, even when we look at the International Criminal Court and so forth, China has sought to co-opt these organizations. Is Biden, as he re-engages with some of these bodies, going to do anything effectively to combat the Chinese influence inside? One thing which should be astounding, for example, is that in the International Criminal Court, of course, the United States isn't part of this, they have not investigated anything regarding China's slaughter, its genocide, its mass imprisonment of its Uyghur population.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And then the World Health Organization, which is obvious, looking at the origins of the Wuhan virus.
And this is amazing, Michael. I mean, they talk about organ harvesting of, you know, against the Uyghurs there, like as if we're just talking about somebody having their tonsils removed. I mean, this is like the big international yawn. It's almost like World War II and the way we looked at you know, Adolf Hitler and the Nazis.
Right, Bill. I actually did a piece a little while back for the Washington Examiner saying that the problem with this big collective yawn with regard to what's happening with the Uyghurs isn't just the tragedy that's befitting the Uyghurs, but it's the fact that we are normalizing this sort of behavior 70 years, more than 75 years after World War II, as other dictators are looking at China getting away with it. Erdogan in Turkey is thinking, can I do this with the Kurds? The Iranians are thinking, can I do this with the Baluch? I mean, you have across the globe dictators and autocrats thinking, well, China gets away with it, maybe we can too. And this is also going to be one of the problems with Biden's approach to human rights. Mm-hmm. We can look at people like Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the president of Egypt, or Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, and suggest we want them to behave nicer. But is the best way to do that to throw the baby out with the bathwater? Because if we press them too hard, then we're going to get into a situation where they're simply going to leap into China or Russia's embrace, and that's going to do no one any good. It's not going to do us good strategically, and it's not going to improve the human rights situation for Saudis or Egyptians.
Yeah. Michael, about a minute left here on this segment. You talked about China's alliances. I thought it was an interesting chess move by President Xi to go forward in setting up an alliance with the EU, leaving Joe Biden in the dust, even though Biden was asking, saying, wait for me. And they said, no, it ain't going to happen.
Well, ultimately, when it comes to the European Union, for all they talk about human rights, for all they talk about democracy, what the only thing that motivates the European Union is cold hard cash, and China recognized this. They basically bribed the senior officials. That's going to be a problem we're going to need to deal with in an area of the world which I focus on, Djibouti, where we have our major base in Africa.
Seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food, food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Bill Martinez. Freshen
independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, whose expertise is involving Middle East regional politics, Iran, Syria, and the Persian Gulf, Michael Rubin. Michael, one of the things I wanted to address specifically was the, you know, I thought the excellent peace moves that were being arranged between the Trump administration, Israel, and five Arab countries. I believe there were more ready to come across and align with this peace initiative. What do you see happening under a Biden administration?
Well, this is one of those cases, Bill, where I think that Biden should put aside his animosity towards Trump and recognize that perhaps Trump's willingness to buck conventional wisdom actually worked. The fact of the matter is, in 4 months, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo achieved more than all of his predecessors had achieved in 4 decades. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, we have, for example, with the selection of Jonathan Finer as Deputy National Security Advisor, someone who seems to put his animosity towards the democratically elected leadership in Israel above any sense of reality today. The Israelis seem to be much more willing to talk to someone like Tony Blinken or Jake Sullivan, but then again, Wendy Sherman has always prioritized Iran's interests over those of Israel. So, I mean, certainly the Israelis are going to be in for a tough spot, and unfortunately, I suspect that the United States under Biden is going to turn its back on a peace formula that worked.
Well, though John Kerry is not specifically going to be in charge of this area, I anticipate that he will still have some influence, and he's stinging a bit because the Trump administration made John Kerry look bad, whether it had to do with Middle East peace or Iran.
Well, I think actually one of the most fateful picks and one of the biggest mistakes that Joe Biden made was appointing John Kerry as this environment czar. And it's not because someone like John Kerry can take the environment and apply it to absolutely everything that happens in the world. That's just the way he is. Mm-hmm. But rather because he sees himself as a senior statesman, he sees himself as intellectually superior to Joe Biden, and he simply is of an age where he's not going to care about any sort of policy discipline. So what we're really going to have are two presidents or two secretary of states contradicting each other, and it's going to be hard for someone like Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, who's just in his early 40s, to sort of put the lid on the John Kerry problem.
Michael, in anticipation of this, I mean, what you just shared right now, I mean, there was already disruption in the Trump administration, and already going in, before he's even served 1 day of office, the projection of, you know, possible disparities and, you know, esprit de corps are in question in this upcoming administration. What do we, the people, do about this?
Well, first of all, elections matter, and that's something we've seen repeatedly. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is the Democrats won the runoff elections in Georgia because they were better at getting out the vote. What I suspect, however, and the message I think the Democrats are missing, is that Americans don't like their government trying to control every little bit, every minutiae of their lives. They don't like the social engineering. They don't like the progressive politics and the racism, which is part of identity politics.
Exactly.
They like individual liberty, and so we've got to be prepared if we don't agree with Joe Biden's progressive vision and that of Kamala Harris to actually field candidates and get out to vote the next time. What actually scares me is I'm not sure Joe Biden is going to last 4 years, and we could have Kamala Harris, a woman who wasn't able to attract even 3% of the votes during the primaries, become president of the United States.
Exactly. That is not a far-fetched possibility, to say the least. Michael, we saw what happened at the Capitol this week. Over 1 million people showed up to protest the election. And, you know, this is going to be a challenge and an opportunity for the Biden administration, because you have 75 million people who voted for Trump. 40% of America saying, boy, it sure looks like voter fraud. How does he deal with this?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure whether he's prepared to deal with it. There's still a sense that the Trump voters are deplorable, where as I look at it going back to 2016, is a triumph for democracy because Trump emerged because he tapped into a segment of voter discontent which none of the elite established politicians had tapped into. He brought that into the center of debate. What actually worries me moving forward, however, is this tendency, especially among the left, to suggest that violence and protests for certain causes are legitimate, but violence isn't legitimate for other causes, and that just that actually encourages violence. The fact of the matter is, we're a nation of laws. What happened at the Capitol was despicable, but what happened during the Black Lives Matter protests was equally despicable, and we need to recognize that laws matter, and they should apply to everyone equally, regardless of the color of their skin. No group should be privileged because of their politics.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, some of this really just comes down to the basics of communication. If people feel like they're not getting heard, I mean, you know, this is really at the basis of, you know, Black Lives Matter, or identity politics. People feel like, look, you're not hearing me. And those that, you know, you want to call them deplorables, whatever you want to call that supported Donald Trump, you know, 75 million people who are going, wait a minute, you know, we just have questions. Why can't we ask the question of whether or not there was voter fraud? Because there just seems to be a lot of smoke here. And go ahead.
No, if you look at the progressive publication Fox, what they said at the height of the Black Lives Matter protests is that violent protests are unfortunate, but they often become the catalyst for social change. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't then suggest that what happened at the Capitol isn't somehow a catalyst for social change. The fact of the matter is, and again, all violence in terms of protests should be wrong, and the people should be held accountable when they do conduct violence.
I agree wholeheartedly with that statement. There's nothing wrong with that.
But there's hypocrisy out there among the left, and that's what bothers me.
Yeah, well, that's just part of our culture right now, and it's going to take leadership with vision and courage to you know, address this issue. Are we ever going to be some perfect kumbaya country? I doubt that. I mean, this nation started with a revolution. You and I have talked about this before, that America is ripe for a second revolution, and who knows, we could very well be in the middle of a second American Revolution, because when you have this many people descending on the Capitol feeling like justice has not been served, you may be able to tamp them down in the short term, but you know, this is a sizable, measurable group of constituency that demands justice.
And Biden was elected as a placeholder, but he doesn't have the energy or the mental acumen at this point in his life to really control much. You have a lot of young 40-somethings, people who are pretty sheltered on the in the New York to Boston corridor, mm-hmm. who are going to be looking at this as their opportunity to impose something on the American public, something where they believe is true. But what they don't understand is that the United States isn't about unelected bureaucrats imposing on the American
exactly.
people. And until that arrogance is shed, we're in for a load of trouble.
Well, you just brought something that's absolutely critical here, Michael, relevant to what I was just saying in terms of leadership and someone able to cast the vision. And Joe Biden lacks the energy and the acumen to be able to do that. I mean, by the grace of God, maybe somehow something, he might be able to come up with something. But I don't know. There's no indication based on his campaign and what we've seen so far that, you know, I have any hope for that end.
That may be true, and I tend to agree with you. But then again, people voted for Joe Biden because they because Trump lost them, and we need to recognize that. And look, there's lots of Republicans out there. Someone like Tom Cotton, who hasn't womanized, who served honorably in the military, but otherwise tends to embrace many of the same policies as Donald Trump. Had that been a candidate, I think we would see had he been a candidate or many like him, I think we would see be in a very different situation right now.
Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, has been with us. Michael, as always, appreciate the time. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to you and your listeners as well.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump, in a video on Thursday, condemned the mob that violently stormed the U.S. Capitol one day earlier, saying the rioters defiled the seat of American democracy.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I can appreciate that many of you out there may be losing hope and thinking that it's all over. But, for those of faith, you understand that God is in control regardless of what seems to be happening to our country. We're going to be talking with Trevor Loudon in a little bit, and I think you're going to be shocked to hear his truthful perspective on where America is right now. Liz Peek is going to be joining us in just a few seconds here. Liz is a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. In her current commentary, she headlines, Trump's political career is over. Trump was warned by many, by the establishment, that, going up against the deep state, it's not an easy battle. I mean, they're well-entrenched. They're very well fortified, and we saw what happened in the 2020 election. They all came together to make sure, and it wasn't that we weren't warned about it. I mean, if you remember, the CEO of Google said after 2016 that Donald Trump would not get reelected. Nancy Pelosi said as much. And the resistance went heavily after them in spite of the successes and things that we were able to witness. The opportunity that we have here as Americans is to realize the benefit of having a true CEO, a chief executive officer, in the office of the presidency. Donald Trump, for all the great things that he did, he has now become the pariah of the political class, and everybody is doubling down on him and making sure that the phoenix does not rise. Liz Peek joins us now. Liz, how are you?
I'm well. I'm disheartened by just what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Very sad to see this 4 years come to a close with such an ignominious ending. I think a lot of the country is probably feeling very unhappy that it went down this way. You know,
yeah.
We applauded the president for his policies, and many of us sort of didn't like some of the personality that went with all those policies. But I think, on the whole, Americans did very well for 3 years. Even amidst all the opposition, all the resistance, all the incredible duplicity of Democrats and the liberal media, but to have it end this way is, to my mind, really tragic.
It really is. And Nancy Pelosi is putting the pressure on Pence and cabinet members to exercise Amendment 25 to get Trump out in the waning weeks of his administration. It's as if she wants to all but tar and feather him and drag him right out of the Oval Office.
Yeah, and, you know, remember the whole concept of Joe Biden wanting to bring the country together?
Yes.
I guess that was just a campaign thought. Huh, well, who is surprised that Joe Biden didn't really mean it? Because his remarks yesterday were as inflammatory as what Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are doing. Look, I think actually an editorial in the Wall Street Journal said it very well in the sense that the Democrats have cheapened the impeachment threat, which mm-hmm. she's also threatening, you know,
right.
Not just the 25th Amendment, but if that fails, that they'll turn to impeachment. But they've made that sort of appear now a partisan and pointless exercise. Or perhaps just partisan exercise, because now it wouldn't be pointless because you've got a Democrat Senate as well. You don't yet have a Democrat Senate, so it would be a pointless exercise between now and January 20. But it's a pointless exercise. What's the purpose? Does it really help the country to rub salt in the wounds of those who still support President Trump? And guess what? Amidst all of the rending of garments and opprobrium that's been dumped on the president, the truth is there's still probably, I think, tens of millions of people who support President Trump who think this all went very wrong in the last few weeks, but basically still consider him our commander-in-chief. So this is just more, really hateful politics from the left, and it will do nothing to calm this nation.
Well, Nancy Pelosi will not be putting Donald Trump on her Christmas card list. We know that.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. And what does she want? She want another asterisk on this presidency saying he was impeached and that she proudly championed the cause for impeachment, and now we're going to have a double impeachment? I mean, even more so? I mean, this is absolutely absurd. Yeah.
The damage has been done, I think, for most Americans of conscience. No matter what your politics, you are appalled by what went on in the Capitol. And for sure, some of the blame for what went on lies at the feet of Donald Trump. I think for people who care deeply about the Republican Party having a voice, there are a lot of things that, you know, he did wrong. And partly was putting his own unhappiness about the election outcome ahead of saving Georgia Republican seats to basically temper the leftward surge of the Democrat Party. We needed those seats, and everything else should have been secondary.
Exactly.
But, you know, as is so often the case with people who are erratic but brilliant, erratic, Trump really couldn't get over that. And I think that was a huge problem. And by the way, it was a huge problem. And at the time, I sort of was shocked by it, that he went out for no reason whatsoever after the election calling for a $2,000 stimulus checks for everybody.
Yes.
Who did he think that served? I mean, was that just to bolster his own approval ratings after the fact? Was it really, didn't he understand that that would put unbelievable pressure on the Senate and make Republicans in the Senate look weak and unhelpful, and all those Georgia voters would look at that and say, why would I want more Republicans in the Senate? You know, there's a string of things here that happened, totally self-inflicted wounds by the president. And again, at the end of the day, I'm just sad it happened because, it could have gone better, obviously.
Yes. Well, what does it do for our future? I mean, is there going to be any future opportunity of a chief executive officer to come into, political office, like Donald Trump? Because as a chief executive officer, we've needed one. The country has needed one for a long time. But we need, but the ruling class is so powerful, as you wrote about, in the deep state. Chuck Schumer said, well, you don't mess with the deep state. And his warnings came to into fruition here 4 years later, big time. I mean, he felt it every step of the way, and to the point now that he has become a pariah, and people are jumping ship in order to save what's left of any kind of political future for themselves.
Well, because they see that the mob has turned so aggressively on not just Trump, but anyone who worked for him, that the more distance you can put between yourself and the president, the better. I mean, it really is a tragic outcome, honestly, Bill, because, what we see at the end of the day is that the entrenched establishment, however you want to define that, which basically runs everything, runs businesses, our big businesses, universities, labor unions. Mm-hmm. Everything is sort of in the same mold, right?
Exactly.
Everyone is sort of is supporting a system of values and transactional agreements that don't necessarily work for the common man. And I think that is the ultimate argument for Trump's presidency. And I think the interesting question is going forward, are the Tom Cottons or Josh Hawleys or Ted Cruz's, probably Cotton shouldn't be included in that, are they going to run in 2024? We know they're going to run in 2024. Will they run on a populist theme, on reviving the Trump policies, or are they going to really distance themselves and kind of go back to big corporate establishment GOP history? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, without a doubt. We'll get a little bit of an inkling here in a couple of years, Liz, with the midterms. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz Peek is with us, and we've got more from Liz on the other side of the break. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Let me tell you, that's what we stand on because we believe in the Constitution after everything is all said and done. This is what happens when things get discombobulated, is that you need to come back to center. And what draws us to center, our North Star and our first principles, is our Constitution. Is it not, Liz Peek?
Yes, absolutely. And thankfully, I don't know a single politician, Republican or Democrat, that disagrees with that. I mean, certainly there are people on the left, especially, who want to change major elements of our Constitution, like the Electoral College arrangement, mm-hmm. which anyone with a brain in their head understands is a great protection for all the various factions in this country who do not always agree. I mean, the founders understood that people in New York City were not going to have the same interests as people in Missouri or whatever,
exactly.
And that the rights of all the people should be protected. And I think, I think that you're correct that upholding the Constitution, as took place, let's face it, in the last several days, as the Congress finally got together and approved and ratified the election of Joe Biden, as distasteful as that was.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it happened, and it happened on schedule, and the president, I never doubted, by the way, that the president would leave the White House when we got to this point, but yes, he will do that.
Right. Yes.
And so, you know, the country marches forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, Liz. And, you know, the question before, you know, these patriots and we're all patriots. And, you know, I want to say patriots who supported Donald Trump and are questioning the validity of this election. It would seem that their elected officials certified something that they believe is fraudulent. Because in the absence of fact, you can say opinion rules, and we don't have facts to say that, in fact, this was a legitimate election. There's still too many questions. I mean, that's the confusing thing about this. And how do we move forward as a democratic republic when you're dragging, you know, this 800-pound gorilla through the room everywhere you go? Because, you know, Joe Biden is not going to be looked at by 50% of America as the legitimate president. But he's in power.
You know, we've been there, right? Because in 2016, a great part of the country didn't think that Donald Trump was a legitimate president. Unfortunately, it creates an extremely shaky foundation for any administration and frankly for the country, because it sows distrust. But I would, you know, I was thinking this morning, the bigger problem, and I really think this may be the bigger and biggest problem, no one really believes anybody about anything anymore. It used to be that if you put on CBS Evening News and Walter Cronkite, by the way, this is dating me, and I really don't remember.
I'm right with
Walter
you.
Walter Cronkite
I'm
that
right
much.
With you. Yes.
But it is a fact that he was a trusted voice in America. Now, not everybody trusted Walter Cronkite. I'm pretty sure my parents didn't, because he was pretty, you know, center-left. Mm-hmm. But you didn't think they lied to you. Now, everybody thinks everyone is lying. Mm-hmm. And so when I see news out of Bloomberg, let's say, or you watch them
CNN,
in CNN, whatever, you kind of just immediately think, okay, is that true? Do I really believe that?
Right.
Ditto for politicians, ditto for anybody. I mean, so that's why you have running riot on social media, rumors and speculation and unproven stuff, because there is no central core of truth-telling. When you have Adam Schiff get up time after time on CNN or in front of Congress and lie about having proof of collusion between Trump and Russia, how does that not undermine your confidence in pretty much everything?
Exactly. Well, you see, and what has happened here 4 years down the road, after all the bombardment and the lies that were put out there about Donald Trump, and, you know, this is the culmination, was what happened at the Capitol. America is frustrated. They're yelling out the window. This is broadcast news. I've had it. I can't stand it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm not going to take it anymore. I mean, I tweeted something yesterday about that. It took 4 years for Trump supporters to boil over, and finally they boiled over. And I think it was reprehensible of the president and, frankly, Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. and Giuliani to whoop that crowd up to the point where you could have expected some violence to follow. But the truth is, I kind of get it. I'm not sympathetic. I think it was terrible what happened, particularly the loss of life and injuries sustained by a great many people. But the truth is, I totally understand why there was some frustration, the frustration level simply got to the boiling point. Now, Joe Biden has to wind this back. He is going to be the president in a very short period of time. All I've seen from Joe Biden is basically attacks on the president and the president's supporters, which doesn't help, by the way,
right?
And just meaningless pablum about how he wants to bind the country's wounds. I don't think that's going to happen unless he really means it and he really steps on Schumer and Pelosi and tells them to quiet down and remove this threat of impeachment and 25th Amendment and so forth and so on. They are not helping to do anything.
I don't know that Joe Biden has the energy to do that.
I don't think he does at all. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, exactly. And so the other thing to consider here is, is Joe Biden, you know, as you and I talked about this before, is this Obama 2.0? And Obama, as you recall, you know, very defiantly told the Republicans, so what? You know, elections have consequences. Suck
it
up.
Right.
You know?
Well, clearly it is Obama 2.0. All the appointments look very much like that. We are going back to the future in hauling people like John Kerry out of retirement. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's going to be disappointing to see really good policies like the policies in the Middle East overturned simply because people hearken back to failed policies of the past. That is a very discouraging prospect in my view. But I think the good news for Republicans, and look, at the end of the day, I don't want to see the last 4 years go down in such a terrible way that we can't elect another Republican president forever. The good news for Republicans is Joe Biden is the incoming president because he is insipid, weak. He's so bad a candidate and possibly bad a leader that they barely let him out of his basement. And that's a fair statement.
He got 80 million votes, though, Liz.
It's incompetent. Well,
whether you want to believe that or not, you know, he got 80 million votes, and that's what they're going to stand on. And, you know, we'll see.
Voters had not seen Joe Biden. He has not had a real press conference. He has not really been out on the stump mingling with people for, a year? So yes, they voted against Donald Trump. They did not vote for Joe Biden. We know that from exit polling and from polls done ahead of time. This is not a beloved, revered leader. This is a guy mm-hmm. who is a placeholder. And as such, and by the way, with this kooky vice president, Kamala Harris, vice president-elect, I guess I should still say, I don't think it's a formidable opponent in 2024.
Right. Well, and of course, we'll get a peek, as we said earlier, into, if I can say that, P-E-A-K, as far as in 2 years, what the indication will be. Because you've got Nancy Pelosi's majority even thinning out with the one Georgia congressman saying, hey, I'm out of here. I'm abandoning the Democratic Party based on what he saw happened in Georgia. He says, I'm switching over to the Republican Party. And somebody has suggested, what is the possibility? Imagine this. Mitch McConnell talks to Joe Manchin and says, hey, what do you want?
Yeah.
You know, you're good as a Republican anyway. Come on over to the Republican. We'll build a statue with holy water coming out of your left ear. You know, whatever you want. You know,
the world's your oyster. I don't know why that hasn't happened in the last several years. Joe Manchin clearly, I mean, if you look at, there's a thing called GovTrack, which you probably know about, but your listeners might want to go on at some point. And it rates all the voting of various candidates and people in the Senate and so forth. And the truth is, yeah, Joe Manchin is to the right of, for example, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. By the way, so is Kristen Sinema. So, you know, those senators are harking to their constituents or listening to their constituents and as a result, I think can be swayed to be pretty good Republican voters. Now, the other side of the coin is you've got people like Mitt Romney, who all of a sudden is going to be very important. I really can't bear this.
Yeah, right.
Because I really think he is, you know, betrayed the trust a lot of us had in him when he ran for president in 2012. But
exactly.
Mitt Romney is going to be appealed to by every Democrat senator on every issue they want to pursue. My guess is he's going to cave a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So,
well, he got a lot of pressure on that flight to D.C. They were the people there on the plane were booing him, taking away his peanuts. he had a rough flight into D.C. the other day.
We'll see, right?
Unfortunately,
he emerges, as does Susan Collins, as someone that the Democrats can count on to help them on some of these issues. So that may be the offset to Sinema and Manchin.
Yeah, we'll have to, as you say, wait and see what happens with our middle class and small business. I mean, they've already been pulverized because of COVID.
Yeah.
Under this new administration and Obama 2.0 regulation nation ready to come back in full force. Because
all
good Democrats say, you know, Liz, we just needed more time and we needed more money and we could have proven ourselves, right?
Yeah, right. The problem is you've got a good part of the country really in massive lockdown, including major states like California and New York, and small businesses there are being crushed. And the attitude of the governors is very telling. Democrats both, they couldn't care less.
Yeah, without a doubt. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how can people be in touch and be in the flow of the know with you?
I'm on Twitter at Liz Peek, P-E-E-K, and also Parler and also Facebook. And I'd love to have people follow me. I follow you back most of the time, unless you sound like a complete nut job.
Exactly. Thank you, Liz. Happy New Year.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of